Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Allen Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Tuesday, December 12th. We're glad you're tuned in and listening and able to make these broadcasts to go out over WSOF and WAJJ Radio. Appreciate those of you that do listen on a daily basis and a regular basis, and it is a blessing to our heart to know that you're out there and to know that hopefully we're having an outreach and hopefully being a blessing in some way for the furtherance of the gospel and the cause of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it's been a good day here in Madisonville, a cold day, but thank God for His blessings and His grace. And looking forward tomorrow to being able to gather back into the Lord's house and have our midweek prayer service. Amen. I look forward to meeting with the saints of God, and I look forward to meeting and fellowshipping with God Himself. Truly, our fellowship is with God the Father through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And what a privilege it is to be able to fellowship with Him. Well, we want to get ready to go to the Lord in prayer and ask you to pray with us. Let me mention just a couple of things. I did mention in my prayer yesterday that Brother and Sister Hall both been having some health issues. Mrs. Hall's heart not 100% acting right, Brother Hall said. And then Brother Hall himself having some blood pressure situations where his blood pressure falls and he's not feeling well. And want to remember that. And then I did hear yesterday, and haven't heard an update, but did hear that Brother Sammy Allen was hospitalized with pneumonia. And so want to pray for Brother Sammy in that case as well. And then other needs we know. Of course, we're still praying for Miss Jennifer Rickard's dad and praying that God touch him. His name's Larry Belt. Pray that God touch him about his cancer and meet his needs. And then so many others that we're praying for as well. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this time and lift up our voices in prayer together. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you and thank you for the privilege to pray. And I thank you for the power in prayer. I want to thank you, dear God, for the opportunity to tell you our troubles and even to pray with our brothers and sisters agreeing together that your will be done. Father, I do pray now that you touch in the special requests that we mentioned and some that we didn't. Father, I pray that you'd help Brother Sammy as he might recover from this pneumonia and he might gain strength and still yet be used of the Lord in days to come. I pray, dear God, that you'd touch Brother Hall and Mrs. Hall as well. Touch both of them about their health. Lord, I pray that you'd open doors and use Brother Hall in a great way in the preaching of the Word of God. And Lord, thank you for the great ministry that you've given him in his life. Lord, I thank you for the blessing that he's been, especially to us here at the Allen Ford Baptist Church. And this ministry of WSOF and WAJJ Radio wouldn't be, I don't believe it'd still be here today if it wasn't for the fact that you used Brother Hall. And Lord, I want to thank you and I want to thank him for that. And Father, I pray you'd bless him and them and their labor. Father, I do pray for Miss Paula Cleveland's dad. Lord, that you'd touch him and Lord, that you'd help him as he fell and broke his hip. David is his name. Father, I pray you'd touch him, meet his needs. I pray, dear God, that you'd touch Miss Jennifer Rickard's dad, Larry Belt, about his cancer and the treatments. And Lord, you'd meet those needs. Touch Brother Shelby and Miss Louise. Touch them in their body. Touch them, help them, Lord, about their vehicle problems that they're having and the situations going on there. Lord, I pray you'd intervene in those cases as well. Father, I pray you touch Brother George Woodard and help him about the kidney dialysis and the problems that he's facing and has with that. And then, Lord, others in the church, Miss Sharon, and the health problems that she encounters, I pray you'd meet those needs. And then, Lord, I pray that you'd use this broadcast. Lord, speak to sinners and point them to Christ. Help the saint to be strengthened and encouraged to stand for Christ and to glorify you with our lives. Father, I do pray you'd be with us in our upcoming midweek service on tomorrow. Have your way in those things as well. We ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I certainly do appreciate you praying with us, and I've got a song I want to play right now before we move along in the program. This song is by the Arnold and Roten family from over in Ashe County, North Carolina, and it's a family that I know a little bit. I'm not real well acquainted with them, but know them there in North Carolina, but they've been a blessing to us. We've used them on the broadcast at different times, been using them quite a bit lately. And thought we'd use this song, and this is an encouragement to pray. It's a song about Daddy, and it's titled, On His Knees. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart and you pay attention to the words. Well, amen. I thank God for a praying mother and a praying father. Thank God for people that have prayed for me and lifted up my name in prayer. I'm so grateful and thankful unto the Lord for that. Thank God for the privilege we have to pray. Listen, we talk about thanking God for people praying for us. Think about the fact that we have the opportunity and responsibility to pray for others as well. But what an opportunity it is. Amen. What a blessing it is. Well, speaking of blessings, here's the Shepherd family singing a song that says, I have been blessed. And you look back and think about some of the blessings of God, you'll have to say, my, we have truly been blessed. Then right after this song by the Shepherd family, we'll have the message from the Word of God. All right, well, as I said, we're looking at 1 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 16. The Bible says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. I'm looking primarily at that phrase, preached unto the Gentiles. I said on yesterday's broadcast, we've called this the preacher's proclamation. And I tried to show you two things here. I tried to show you the progression and then the proclaiming, the progression of this truth. That verse says, it's preached unto the Gentiles, and then it says, believed on in the world. And I tried to expound to you how that Jesus Christ must be preached before that sinners can believe upon him. Amen. Amen. I said that preaching always precedes believing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Ephesians 1:13 says it very well, in whom ye trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So you believed after you heard the word of truth. Amen. Now, I want to not only talk about the way that this verse progresses, but I want to notice the proclaiming of the truth. You see, Jesus Christ is to be preached unto the Gentiles. Now, think with me just for a moment, that we might demonstrate to you how important it is that we actually witness and proclaim the truth of Christ. There is enough power in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is enough power in the name of Jesus Christ to save the world. There is enough power in this truth of the gospel to save the world, but they will never be saved unless they appropriate him. Now, you might have the medicine in your cabinet that can relieve your child of his cough and his fever, but unless you take it down out of the cabinet and you pour it out into the spoon and give that to the child, there will be no deliverance. Amen. You might have a fortune buried within a treasure chest out in your backyard, but in order for anyone to enjoy the benefits of that treasure, you're going to have to dig up the chest and you're going to have to pry open the lid. Amen. A candle sitting upon a shelf is a very good and beautiful thing. But in order for it to give light to the room or help others that are in darkness, it must first be taken down off the shelf and held forth to those in need. Amen. Moses, you remember, made a brazen serpent in Numbers chapter 21. He made that serpent for the healing of those that had been bitten by the fiery serpents in the wilderness. But not one person ever got any help or any healing from that brazen serpent until it was lifted up. Amen. The gospel message, friend, has untold power. But that power must be dispensed in order for it to be unleashed. In other words, someone must proclaim the gospel in order for it to have effect. Here's another illustration of this point that we can see in the picture of Mary of Bethany as she anointed the feet of our Savior. In John chapter number 12 and verse number 3, the Bible says, then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Now we might wonder how long Mary had possessed that ointment. Perhaps she had just recently required it, or perhaps this ointment had been in its beautiful alabaster box and been in her family for some time, may be passed down from generation to generation, for it was a treasure. Perhaps it was a family heirloom. But whatever it was, whether she'd recently got it or she'd had it a long time, nobody could enjoy the fragrance until that box was taken off the shelf, opened up, and the fragrance allowed to fill the room. Amen. The fragrance in that box, listen to me, was so powerful and so pungent to the senses, but not until the jar is opened. Until that jar is opened, no one would have known of his existence in this little house in Bethany, unless perhaps they just accidentally saw the box as it was perched upon the shelf. But one day, Jesus came into that tiny little abode. And when Jesus showed up, Mary's heart was so engrossed in thankfulness that she took down that alabaster box. Amen. She broke the seal and released the fragrance into the air. That spreading of the ointment upon the feet of our Savior. Immediately, she held the attention of everyone within that room. You know why? The Bible says the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Friend, this is a tremendous example of the power of the salvation that's in Jesus' name. One may actually hold that salvation quietly within the embrace of their own heart. They go about the world unnoticed, perhaps no one suspecting what's within. But if that bottle is only allowed to be broken and opened up, it will unleash the powerful and the pungent fragrance of the gospel that can permeate everything that it touches. I spoke about medicine in your cabinet being no good until you take it down and put it in a bottle or put it in a spoon and give it to the child that needs it. Jesus is medicine for the sin-sick soul, but he must be administered to the sick. I talked about a treasure in a field, in a treasure chest buried in your yard somewhere. Jesus is a treasure trove with riches unto the poor in spirit. But his truth must be dug out of the scriptures, and it must be opened up to the hearts of men. I talked about the candle on the shelf. Jesus is the light in this dark world. But he must be held forth. He must be held up. He must be held out for them to see him and live. Amen. Jesus is the antidote. I talked about that brazen serpent. Jesus is the antidote for those who have been poisoned by the serpent's bite. But he must be lifted up. He must be looked to in order for them to be healed. And Jesus is the sweet fragrance that anoints the soul. But the container must be opened. His fragrance and his ointment must be let out of the box for anyone to enjoy it and for blessings to come to the weary. Friend, I'm simply saying the point is that Jesus needs to be preached in order for people to be helped. Amen. Now, in conclusion of this section that we're looking at, this sermon for today, let's think for a moment about this statement piece by piece. Think with me what it means to preach, then what it means to preach Christ, and then what it means to preach Christ unto the Gentiles. I am convinced that one of the sins of this generation of Christians, especially in America, is that we hide our candle under a bushel. We have allowed this ungodly society to cow us into a corner, so to speak, to make us hide in the closet, so to speak. And we are afraid to stand up and to speak up. Too often we allow the sinner to proclaim his sin and his opinion while we keep quiet about this wonderful Savior that we know and love. Amen. Philippians 2:15, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. That's Matthew 5:16. Every saved person ought to think about this. You ought to think about the importance of preaching. We do not come to church to be entertained. We need preaching. We don't need movies. We don't need dramas. We don't need puppets. We need preaching. Singing is wonderful. Testimonies are great. Fellowship is good. But we need the preaching of the Word of God. We need preaching to strengthen our inner man against the onslaughts of the enemy of our souls. Our loved ones who may come to our services, they may be entertained by the singing. They may be stirred by the testimonies. They may be encouraged by the fellowship, but they need the preaching of the Word of God that it might instill faith in them to reach out and grasp the Lord Jesus Christ. This is not to say that there's anything wrong with having a service that entails singing and shouting and testifying and weeping and hugging and laughing and on and on. Oh no, every service does not have to include preaching. I understand that. But it is to say that those services are not to be the desired norm. Those kinds of services are wonderful when they follow a time of straightforward preaching and when they hasten us on to another time of straightforward preaching. And they're not just used as an excuse to escape the preaching. Friend, you ought to pray for your preacher. You ought to insist on preaching down at the house of God. You ought to encourage the preacher. Not only the importance of preaching, but the importance of preaching Christ. Now, we need sermons on a lot of different topics, but nothing more important than Jesus. Our preaching ought to be about Jesus. Our preaching ought to be for Jesus. And our preaching ought to be filled with Jesus. Amen. Sometimes singing can become a talent show. Sometimes testimonies can become bragging points. And even preaching may become a popularity contest. These must never be allowed in the house of God. We ought to sing for Jesus. We ought to brag on Jesus. And we ought to preach Jesus to the world. Thank you for listening. And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.